This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Nilesh Jain, derivative and technical analyst at Anand Rathi. He gave us three buy calls for the short term. The market continued its losing streak for the third consecutive week. However, Nifty has found support near 8,800 levels and a small recovery was seen. Due to the recovery, the index has formed a hammer candlestick pattern with a long lower shadow, which is considered as a trend reversal pattern. So we might see some pullback towards 9,200 levels, which is a major resistance level. And if Nifty manages to sustain above the same, then we can expect a continuation of a current pullback towards 9,350 and then 9,500 levels. On the contrary, if Nifty breaks below 9,000, then it may retest 8,800 levels. In this truncated week, we have FNO expiry for the May series. The options data indicates that the maximum put base is placed at 9,000, followed by 8,800 strikes. We have also seen fresh put writing in 9,000 and 8,800 put strikes, which are likely to act as a support zone. The call writers were active in 9,300 and 9,500 strike, where 9,500 holds the second highest open interest. So continuous call writing at 9,500 hints that Nifty may find it difficult to surpass 9,500 in the May series. The options data indicates a broader range of 8,800 to 9,500. Based on the data, we are expecting some broader consolidation this week. However, the broader structure continues to remain weak as Nifty is making a lower top and lower bottom formation. We can expect Nifty to test 8,600 levels once this pullback gets over. The formation will be regarded if Nifty takes out 9,600 decisively, which is a previous swing high. So as long as Nifty trades below these levels, every bounce should be utilized as a selling opportunity. The volatility index India VIX fell 15% to end near 32 levels. The cooling off in the volatility is giving comforts to the bulls and thus we can expect some stability and pullback this week. Bank Nifty continued its underperformance and breached its psychological support of 18,000 levels. We have seen a build-up of a short position throughout last week, so now if the Bank Nifty takes out 18,000 levels on the higher side, then a short covering rally towards 19,000 can't be ruled out. However, the broader structure continues to remain weak as long as it trades below 20,000 levels. The immediate support now is placed at 17,000 level and below that it can retest the previous swing low of 16,100 levels. Here are three buy calls for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Britannia Industries is the first call with a target price of ₹3,450 and stop loss of ₹3,040. Upside potential for this call is 8%. On the daily chart, the stock has witnessed some pullback post-breakout from the levels of ₹2,900 and now after retesting the breakout levels, it has again started its up move. It is also taking the support at its 21-day moving average on the daily chart, which is currently placed at ₹3,080. So based on the above rationale, we expect Britannia to test the upper end of the broadening formation as visible on the chart. The placement of weekly RSI and MACD indicates towards fresh upside in the counter. Tech Mahindra is the second call with a target price of ₹581 and stop loss of ₹501. Upside potential for this call is 10%. The monthly chart of Tech Mahindra shows that the recent crack in the stock stopped exactly at the 78.6% retracement of the rally which started in the year 2017. The support of this retracement coincides with the 100-month exponential moving average, which is strong support for the coming weeks. Also, there is a placement of a rising trend line which indicates the possibility of turnaround from here on. The monthly RSI is hovering near the support zone, which has been intact over a period of 10 years. Thus, the above-mentioned rationale hints towards the base formation in Tech Mahindra. Lupin is the third call with a target price of ₹970 and stop loss of ₹850. Upside potential for this call is 9%. The entire pharma pack has been an outperformer for the last few weeks. In line with that, Lupin also underwent a sharp recovery from the zone of ₹500 and is now trading above ₹800 levels. During the process, the stock has managed to close well above its short-term and long-term moving averages, which is a sign of strength. Also, we are witnessing a trendline breakout and that adds more conviction for the bullish bias. Remember, all the three stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas, but more a positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.